Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Well, we're looking for the hog futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by the premium of the cash index and great pork processing margins. Conversely, look for the cattle complex to begin on a mixed basis, thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and short covering. Now, as far as the guesswork, and that is Monday, will represent a slow start in the cattle trade this week. Of course, the activity will be limited to the distribution of new show lists. The mid-month offerings likely to be about steady with last week, possibly a bit larger, yet action could remain sluggish throughout the entire week, with most retailers indifferent toward beef business right before Thanksgiving. Now, look for the cash trade to kick off the new week with bids of steady to a dollar lower. On one hand, packer margin should be very attractive, justifying aggressive chain speed to be sure. On the other hand, market hog numbers are ample enough where buyers just don't have to try very hard in terms of procurement. Now, on the grains, back to business as usual today after a disruptive USDA WASD estimates report from Thursday. Corn and soybean prices reclaimed some of Thursday's steeper losses, while winter wheat prices hung on for a second consecutive day of modest gains. The cooler weather prevails with most of the Corn Belt failing to get out of the 30s and 40s Saturdays and Sunday. Wheat prices found a second day of modest gains Friday, this time on some short covering. December Chicago soft red winter wheat prices rose 2.5 cents, closing at 431.5, while December Kansas City climbed 4 cents, closing at 433. Minneapolis spring wheat prices were mixed. December futures down a half penny, and March up about a penny and a quarter. The corn prices caught a small lift from a round of short covering and technical buying following Thursday's losses, which has pushed a December contract to a contract low on Thursday. December and March 2018 futures were up 2 cents each on Friday. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
December live cattle down 190, 120.57. February was down 177, 126.75. November feeder cattle unchanged, 158.47. And the January was down 67, 157.17. December hogs down 70 cents at 62.47. February up 2 cents at 70.25. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. December up 4.25, 433.25. March was up 4 cents Friday at 450. Chicago wheat, December up 2.5 at 431.5. And the March was up about 4 cents at 449. December corn up 2 cents, 343.5. March was up 2 cents at 356.75. January soybeans up 2 cents, 987. And the March was up 2 cents at 998. December cotton up 23, 69.28. March up 11, 69.25. December crude up 9, 56.83. January up 8, 57.06. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.